Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth, and they can do wide format printing. I mean, Dom showed me that machine they had a little ways back. He was so excited about it. It's like when I get excited if a piece of audio equipment rolls in.
Oh, yeah. You get very animated.
Oh, yeah. Dom was the same way. So excited about this massive printer for, you know, big yard signs, posters, high-quality art prints. And they can even print, I believe, on canvas.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So visit Downey's Graphics and Printing in the Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth.
And this morning on City Scene, we're being joined by Twyla Fisher, Ellsworth Economic Development Director, and Twyla has news about Ellsworth's expanding composting options. Good morning, Twyla.
Good morning, and good morning, Ellsworth. Also, hi, Dom. I ran into Dom yesterday, and I'm very grateful for your sponsorship of City Scene.
Yeah.
But yes, I am here this morning to talk about something very glamorous, which is your garbage. more specifically, food waste, that banana peel or those coffee grounds, the eggshells from breakfast, last night's pizza crust, and even the leftovers in the fridge that you had very good intentions of eating, because we've all been there.
Oh, we go through that all the time.
Yeah. And I just want to say quickly that this is a very passionate topic for me because I'm one of nine kids and we lived off the land. We had an acre garden. We learned at a very young age how to work it and how to harvest all that food. But my mom, way before it was popular anywhere, taught us to compost. And that's what we always saw was that circular, that cycle of putting the food back into the food scraps back into the garden and then being able to harvest food from there that was very nutritious. But so the news is that starting today, September 2nd, your food waste has a new destination. And that's because the city of Ellsworth is officially launching a 10-month food composting pilot program at the Ellsworth Transfer Station at 11 Industrial Road. So Ellsworth residents can now bring their food waste to designated compost collection bins during regular transfer station hours at no additional cost. And this is funded by a grant, so it's no additional cost to the resident, no additional cost to the city. Why would we do this? Well, did you know that organic compostable material represents roughly 40% of Maine's waste stream by weight? Think about that. Potentially 4 out of every 10 pounds we're paying to manage as waste could become nutrient-dense compost that goes back to farms and gardens. So really what we want residents to know is that your food doesn't have to be trash. And I know my trash has gone down significantly since I began composting many years ago. But even here in Ellsworth, I might put it out twice a month.
Wow.
This program accepts many compostable items, including meat, fish, shellfish, and dairy, along with fruits and vegetables, bread and grains, coffee grounds, filters, and eggshells. And this project is being made possible through the city's $74,000 Community Action Grant and through a partnership involving the city, Green Ellsworth, Chickadee Compost, the Ellsworth School Department, and Hancock County Planning Commission.
Wow, a lot of people involved with this.
Yes,
wow. It's been great. And we'll hear more about how you can get involved. There are some options if you want to compost, and we'll learn about that next.
Yeah, more with Twyla Fisher coming up when City Scene continues on Star 97.7.
It's all brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth, offering mailing services. Yeah, they navigate the U.S. Postal Service, one of their jobs, one of their specialties, and they work with organizations to develop, print, and mail marketing materials. So talk to Dom and the team at Downey's Graphics and Printing.
We're talking composting with Twyla Fisher, Ellsworth's Economic Development Director, in the launch of a new transfer station pilot program. Twyla?
Hi, everyone. Again, before the break, we talked about Ellsworth's new free food waste drop-off at the transfer station, which officially opens today. But here's where this gets interesting, because we're not asking every household to compost the same way. Instead, Ellsworth residents can essentially choose their own composting adventure. Now, only one of them is free, and that's the first one. You can bring your food scraps to the Ellsworth Transfer Station at 11 Industrial Road. That's the new city pilot program, and it is free. We would really love for folks to try this option so that we can gauge community interest in this composting pilot program. Mm. But option two, maybe you live closer to downtown. Chickadee Compost, one of our partners, already operates a compost site at Fogtown Brewing Company at 25 Pine Street. So residents in that neighborhood can subscribe to the service for $15 per month and take their food waste to the compost shed. And then the third one is You literally just take it out to the curb. This is also through Chickadee Compost. It's a weekly pickup program in designated sections of the urban core. But that's $20 a month. And you take your compost to the curb Wednesday mornings. The first 50 participating households get a free 4-gallon bucket. I participated in this last year, the first year it ran, and I have really loved it. Very literally, your kitchen scraps come right back to you in your garden because they give you a free 5-gallon bag of finished compost in the spring and fall with this program. So that's what I love most about this pilot. It's not simply asking people to be greener. But we do like that, too. But it's about making that greener choice practical. And so you can learn more about all of these options at ellsworthmaine.gov, greenellsworth.org, or chickadeecompost.com. So starting today in Ellsworth, your leftovers have options.
All right. And I like it. You mentioned, too, that not only you are recycling and giving back to the earth, but you're noticing much less garbage collecting in your own home.
Absolutely. So small steps, big impact. And it's something we can all start doing today.
All right, Twyla, I know it's early, but we greatly appreciate you getting up and joining us live in the studio this morning. You were awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
City Scene brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.